unveiled in February 2018, this Mississippi Freedom Trail marker memorializes Clyde Kennard, who was the first African-American student to apply for the admission to the University of Southern Mississippi. Kennard was a Forest County native and a U.S. Army sergeant who served in Germany and Korea. He returned to Mississippi in 1955 to run his family's farm. This is when he sought enrollment at the then-named Mississippi Southern College to complete the degree that he had started at the University of Chicago. He was denied not once, but twice in both 1955 and 1959. As he returned to his car, Kennard was arrested the second time he attempted to enroll. The charges were for excessive speeding and possession of whiskey, despite being known as a devout Baptist who never drank alcohol. A year later, in 1960, he was accused of both burglary and sentenced to 7 years in prison. Kennard was diagnosed with cancer in 1962 and denied treatment until the NAACP and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. demanded his release. Kennard underwent surgery in Chicago and died in 1963. Further investigations show that Kennard had been framed, and years later, in May 2006, the Forest County Circuit Court exonerated him. The building before you today was dedicated in 1993 as Kennard Washington Hall on campus and honors Clyde Kennard for his attempts at enrollment and Walter Washington, who was the first African American to receive a doctorate from the university. Daniel, 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 hit my Lord.